Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1006. We're learning today. Le'ilei nishmas Moshe Doif ben Rabaron Zisel. Le'ilei nishmas Blima bas Remoshe and Refuah Shlema Golda bas Sarat Cyril Shetaka Hav Refuah Shlema Pesach Shachoy Le'Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Mavir. Okay, so I just want to talk about a quick thing which is a little bit off the subject, but sort of on the subject. Okay, it's like this. We've been talking about, a few times we mentioned the inyan of shvus, the shvus b'makom mitzvah, b'makom matzah mitzvah, the tzar and hefsed and so on. Now, what does that mean? When one tells a guy to do something, to do a drabbanan, there's certain times that it could be done, which we mentioned, in the case of a mitzvah, case of tzar, and a case of hefsid. But I just want to mention one thing. Now, I want to make clear, we're not getting into the halachas of Amir la'akam right now, what you could tell a guy, when you can't, what you're not allowed to tell a guy, how to tell a guy in certain situations. It's a very complicated, subject, which of course we want to, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, one day down the road, get to that and go through all the various different ins and outs. But the thing is that it is something which comes up, in conjunction with various different, various different malachas, mavir being one of them, kiboy mavir, it comes up quite a bit in those malachas. Other malachas, it doesn't come up too much, you know, so it depends which malach you're dealing with. When it comes to borer, for example, you don't have too much Amir La'akam over there, but there are certain malachas that pertain to certain things, certain different categories in Shabbos, which we did not cover yet, which we try. When we talk about those malachas, we mentioned various different halachas, which might pertain to it, which is a different subject. Now, so getting back to what I'm trying to say is in the malacha of Mavir, when we mentioned shvus to shvus, for example, let's say the case of when we said one is allowed to tell the guy to take out the light bulb, right? So lemaisa, you know, when the dust settles, it's a shvus to shvus. It's a telling a guy to do something is one drabbanan, taking out the light, melacha shein tzricha legufa is another drabbanan. We spoke about, we spoke about also the reference to the air condition. Now, in the reference to the air condition, it's a little bit more complicated because it's not complicated, it's a little bit different because of the fact that we said there's something called hakol choylem eitzel tina. People are sometimes very hot. People are sometimes very cold, people are sometimes very hot, and especially if you have younger children, older people, so it gets, even easier whereby to tell a guy that you could tell him straight up. But the point I'm trying to get at is that when we say shvus to shvus, was brought to my attention from one of the gedolim, one of the major gedolim, that lemaisa, one should be careful to say it in what we call remez beloi b'derech tzivoy. What does that mean exactly? To hint to the guy, if there's a way to hint to the guy. Now, I want to make it clear, there's not something that one is supposed to use, you know, whenever they have to do something. In the case of shvus to shvus, in other words, you can't just tell a guy. People, I know I've heard in the past, people are under the impression, well, if you hint to a guy, I'll hint to the guy, and then it's okay. It's not okay. That's not how it works. We're talking about specifically this case, because having hanoah, having pleasure from something that a guy does is also, if there's nothing, if you want to call mitigating circumstances around it, which of course we have to talk about. Of course, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do things just dumb like this. That's the isser of Amir La'akam. But in the case of shvus to shvus, I tell a guy one drabbanan, number two, another drabbanan, like we said, either turning off the light, putting on the air conditioning, these type of things, and in cases whereby is it tzayrich, makam tzar, tzayrich gadol, like we said, of course, with the food and so on, or the case of the air conditioning and so on, makam mitzvah, hefsed and so on. But lemaisa, it should be done with a remez, meaning with a hint, shaloi b'derech tzivoy, and not in a way that, in other words, that you're hinting to the guy in a way that commanding him to do something. What do we mean? For example, if let's say the light is off, right? So good. So they open the fridge. Let's say they'll take out we said psik reisha by a guy is okay. The light automatically goes on. They take out the food from the fridge. Okay. So now the question is, you know, I'm going to have to open up the fridge another 10 times during Shabbos, and I wanted the guy to take out the light. So halacha Lamais, I am allowed to tell the guy to take out the light, but preferably what one should do is tell him, okay, the fridge is open now, I have another problem. My problem is the light. Every time I open up the refrigerator, the light's going to go on. It's a problem. So the guy, that's sort of like hinting. Then the guy will say, no problem. I'll take out the light for you. Okay, fine. Take out the light. So that's one way. Another way, let's say, for example, the case of the air conditioner, again, if it's not like really hot or really cold and these type of things, where there's not older people, preferably one should also, like we said, to hint to the guy. So the guy comes in. What's the problem? It's very hot here. Very hot. I'll turn on the air conditioner for you. Okay. So you didn't tell him, you didn't hint to him, you didn't tell him straight out to turn on the air conditioner, you didn't tell him straight out to turn on the light, and even when you hinted, you didn't hint in a way whereby you commanded him to do something. The light is there, possibly maybe take it out, something. You hinted, yeah, it's hot, or the light is on, what am I going to do? So the guy should understand from what you hinted to the guy, and you didn't tell it to him in a way whereby he should do it, even though you were sort of like hinting, talking about another thing. Now, the problem is, let's say the guy is not from the brightest people, and he says, I don't understand what you're trying to say, sir. I don't understand what you're trying to say, miss, So, okay, so then you could tell him to do it in these cases whereby it's a shvus to shvus. If that doesn't work. Now, the reason why we're saying this, why the Ragadolim who say it should be done like this with a hint, derech remes with a hint, shaloi b'derech tziva, not in a commanding way. Commanding in a way, we mean, telling him to do something, but in the roundabout, but telling him to do something, is that because of the fact that Amir La'akam, unfortunately, is something that is, people take very lightly, and people have all different type of ideas, and we want to try and do it, a person should get used to whereby, if it's not, a pressing need, or whereby it's not straight out mutter 100%, in certain cases, like older people, little children, or whatever, a person should know the best way is not to tell the guy straight out, and to, if it's possible, if you know that the guy will understand. Like in the case of this, when it comes to a shvus to shvus, because again, we want to be careful. Amir la'akam is not something that has to be taken lightly. And as much as possible, we sort of like, if you want to say the words, beat around the bush and not go straight in, whereby you could tell the guy straight out. Now, many times you could tell the guy straight out. Like we said, b'makam, somebody needs help right away, you start beating around the bush, he'll do the wrong thing, whatever. That's, of course, that could be told straight up to a guy. But again, we're going to talk about all those various different halachas. But if it's possible, like in the case of this, shvus to shvus, when we're dealing with two drabbanans, and it's only a question of trying to get the guy to either turn off the light, pull out the bulb, or turn on the air conditioner, or turn off the air conditioner, whatever the case is, shvus to shvus, b'makam mitzvah, b'makam sar, b'makam hefzid, these type of things, if it's possible, we try and hint to the guy. If it doesn't work, then of course the halacha lemaisa is mutter. I do want to explain that halacha lemaisa shvus to shvus b'makam those things which we mentioned. Taka is mutter, but just one has to be very, very careful. It's not something that has to be taken very lightly. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.